Hey, guys, let's talk about Underdog Fantasy, and I want to talk to you about how you did this last week and who you're with. Underdog Fantasy makes it very, very easy for you to compete and win money in more than just daily fantasy. They have fantasy matchups on individual games, so they'll have Thursday night fantasy football, obviously, Sunday night, Monday night, but they have it for weekend as well. It's always a draft. So instead of the salary cap thing, you're actually doing a draft. The draft, you have like 20 seconds, 30 seconds between picks, so it goes very, very quick. You might have a three-person draft, a six-person draft, a four-person, a head-to-head, which is, I like the head-to-head matchups, but they also have the pick'em contest, the pick'em, which is you have to pick two or more from two to five players, and you pick the over or under for whatever they have there, their total catches, total yards. And if you pick two, for example, you win 6-1. If you pick five, you win 20-1 for whatever your original play is. You can also play the rivalry section where you have two different players head to head, and you can pick that as well. So many different ways to win money. It's all real money. It's all waiting for you. Use promo code radio for a $25 bonus on your first cash deposit. It's ultimatefantasy.com, promo code radio.
Sports on FM just sounds better. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. 8 o'clock hour now, second hour of the show, 713-780-3776. We got peeps that want to talk about it. Astros win 10-5. Davis Mills named a starting quarterback this week, tomorrow night against Carolina. So that is big. Those are the two big stories here in the city of Houston as the Astros' magic number down to four, just 2.5 games behind Tampa for best record in the league. Would you rather face Boston or Toronto or New York or the White Sox?
I'm just not interested in facing the Yankees. I don't care how they're playing right now. I'm not interested in Garrett Cole throwing another 140.
They are your biz nuts.
140 pitch, one strikeout. I get that. I get that. I just don't want to see Cole.
At some time.
I know that I like watching him fail from afar.
Mm-hmm.
I also remember what he did before All-Star break when he's throwing like 140.
That sub 3 ERA failing. That's failing sub 3 ERA.
I just don't want to see. I don't feel like dealing with him. I'll face the Blue Jays. That's fine. I'll face the Red Sox. You're the Red Sox dad.
I'm already locked in on the White Sox. You know what I think?
Yeah, White Sox are a little, but the White Sox wouldn't be my first choice.
They're feisty.
They wouldn't be my first choice.
No, they got a deep lineup.
My first choice would be the Blue Jays.
Without Carlos Rodon, it's better.
If I could play anybody, it'd be Blue Jays probably first.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm not worried about the Red Sox.
I don't know. They're a young lineup with Vlad and Bichette.
No, they got some good young players.
Yeah, they got good.
You think they have enough pitching?
Probably not, but that's a good baseball team. No, I would take the Blue Jays first too, I guess. The Red Sox are the Red Sox. They're going to be in there, that's for sure. But you know what? You face those teams, and they lose their number one starter immediately because they've got to win the wild card game.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yep.
And then they right off the bat, they're playing.
Let's get who wants in first. Greg wants to talk about the Texans and how to bet this game. What do you say, Greg?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay, I got a bet with one of my neighbors. I want to know what you guys think. It comes out with this win-loss total for the Texans and sets the line at 2.5. I took the over for $100, and he threw in a caveat that my side of it would be progressive, another 100 for every other win after 3. You think I got the best end of that deal?
Say it again.
So he's got the over of 2.5 wins, plus he gets an extra 100 for every win above that.
Right.
I think you got, yes, I absolutely think you got the best of it. Tyrod Taylor's going to be back. They'll be looking like a halfway decent. They'll win 3 games this year. They'll win 3 or 4.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing they won't sneak it. We saw a David Carr expansion team. Now, they had a really good defense, but we saw an expansion team beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh with less than 70 yards of offense.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you can sneak into it just with a punt return and a defensive touchdown. So, I think this Texans team can get to 4 wins this year.
Yeah. No, I think I like your side. Like, they might even, with Tyrod Taylor, they might even win five.
I know you're hoping for six. That'd be a whole lot better money.
Now, it is going to get, it's going to get not all that tutti-frutti for you when you're playing Bills and the Cardinals and the Rams and, you know, back-to-back-to-back and the Patriots all in a row here. I don't think that's where you're going to pick up your wins. I think they're going to be later. I don't think these next few games, these next few games wouldn't have been easy with Tyrod Taylor. It makes it doubly, triply difficult with Davis Mills.
I think if you go 1-4 in your next five,
ooh, yeah, where are you going? Which one is
Colts
that?
Maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they may have Jacob Eason rolling. Yeah, have you seen him?
Yeah.
Stinky. You may see Sam Ehlinger before you know it.
I don't know.
I don't think it's a lock that you don't see Sam Ehlinger as Colts quarterback next two games.
Yeah.
Because Jacob Eason comes right in. Flings an interception. I don't like him coming out of college. Like, he's got all the physical tools. No poise. And at least Sam Ehlinger's a little bit of a grinder. And he performed well in the preseason. But you look at who they're playing. I mean, you might be able to get Mac Jones in the Patriots. Patriots come here. You might be able to pull that one.
I don't like – not if Davis Mills is the quarterback. I don't like Davis Mills versus Bill O'Brien defense, Bill Belichick defense.
Yeah, I don't really like Davis Mills versus any of those teams. I'm not a Davis Mills truther, so I'm not going to like him, or especially early in his career. So, yeah, I think that guy's got the best of the bet. I wish I could add some of that action.
When did
he get that?
I got some of that action, huh?
When did he get that? No, I'm talking about...
Oh, his action?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. He's a buddy of his, I guess, before the season started. And then that's a nice... Every win, you get another hundy? Okay. All right. Let's go. Go Texans. TDK wants to talk about the Astros in the playoffs. What do you say, TDK?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So the three things that are going to align for the Astros to win the World Series this year is they'll wrap up the division with the Angels on Thursday, which they wrapped up the division in 17 against the Angels. We got hit by a hurricane, and Deshaun Watson is sacrificed for the year.
Man, good call.
That is true.
Hurricane, kind of.
I mean, plenty of people went without power to say that was a hurricane.
Yeah.
That's true. It wasn't a hurricane where I live, but other people got a hurricane in Galveston. I mean, I think they're back. I think all the power's back.
It was more wind than the rain this time.
Yeah.
But it's still a hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it counts. It was category one. It counts.
It does.
So you had a hurricane. You have Deshaun Watson, 17, ACL. This time, Deshaun Watson doing stuff.
Doing stuff.
One is a torn ligament. One is being handsy. One's lawsuity. But he's not here.
No.
And what was the third one?
Last I saw, he's not here.
Astros sealed the division against the Angels.
Yeah.
Ooh,
which they could do as early as Thursday.
Yeah. Wow.
I like it.
Although the Astros seal the division on Thursday, we got Texans Thursday night. You know how much fun, like, we get 3 hours isn't going to be enough.
First of all, you know how much fun Texans on a Thursday night are. You could have stopped right there and been a soothsayer and a truth teller. Texans on a Thursday night is a lot of fun.
But we'll have plenty to talk about on Friday. 3 hours isn't going to be enough.
Right.
And we've got people stopping by like Greg Cosell. I'm working on a couple other people on Friday's show, so I don't know if we're going to have time to get to everything.
Well,
we might just have to take over Charlie's show, too, and do 5 hours.
Well, is Cosell, we'll talk about that game the night before.
I
mean, he won't
so.
Have had I mean, time to study to the film, but we've got to we've got to talk to him about that game.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. We got Greg Cosell on the next day. That doesn't get any better than that. All right, 811 ESPN 975-713-780-3776, the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and on ESPN 92.5. Before we go to break, did you see this story? Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott got a little problem.
What? I thought she was pregnant.
Apparently, they took their daughter to the Houston Zoo, and they shut down the zoo so that their little three-year-old Stormy could get a VIP tour. While people were there.
You're going to have to go. Kylie's here.
So they've got, little Stormy Scott, or I don't know, Jenner. I don't know what her last name is.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently people were in line for the carousel and paid money to get on the carousel, and they shut them all down.
Why would anyone be upset about the rich? when they do stuff like this.
Shut them all down.
I'm sorry. Get out. You're going to have to get out. Kylie and Travis and Storm are here. They're going to have to get out.
She does. She does it every time we're there. We scanned her ticket. She got in line. Maybe two people in or three people about to get on the carousel, and then they cleared the entire place out for little Stormy.
Well, then have them rent out the whole thing. Like, you shouldn't have let people even be there.
12 kids were in line the first time, maybe 14 the second time because it had just reopened. They weren't as important as this family? Well, no.
They're not.
Do you have as much money as that family? No.
Do you have any? Have you done sicko mode? Do you have a butt like that?
Yeah.
Ask yourself these questions. Let me know when you get a check mark.
It holds more than 17 people.
Well, no,
but you're talking about the butt.
But Stormy needed it by herself.
Oh, I thought he meant the butt held more than 17 people. You meant the ride. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know because I said, what's your check mark? Have you done sicko mode? Have you worked with Drake? Have you ever been to the VMAs and the Grammys? Have you ever done a featured spliced in shot during a WAP video? Have you ever done that like Jenner did? Have you ever stopped people from having a huge protest because you gave them Pepsi? You remember that?
I forgot about that one. Yeah.
Let me know when you get a check mark. Do you have that butt?
No.
Do you get that check mark? Is your daughter named after a natural storm phenomenon?
Stormy Daniels? Is she named after Stormy Daniels?
No, I think she's just named after a storm.
Oh, Stormy.
I don't think.
So you don't know.
You have any of those check marks, then you can go into the zoo also. If you don't, stay away from the zoo rides.
Yeah.
You're not important enough.
You're not.
We're not trying to.
No, this is not a joke.
I'm not trying to.
Did you have a police escort throughout the entire zoo? Did they shut down the carousel for you? No.
Look at what Dell said. He said Stormy, and he has the Michael Jordan FTK. Bleep them kids.
All right, 813 ESPN 97.5.
You know what? They're going to sacrifice one of your kids if the Bears or the Lions aren't out. They're just going to take one of your kids and throw it in there Stormy so that they can see it.
Stormy wants to see a kid.
Excuse me. My daughter would love to see the Bears feed. Well, we don't have any. What about that kid? He looks like a dirty poor. Can you throw that dirty poor kid over the top and let the bear eat? We don't like to do that.
But
can you?
But here, for Stormy?
Travis, go throw him over the top. Throw the baby down. Stormy wants to see bears eat. No, ma'am. We are not going to throw at the Houston Zoo. Look, we shut down a whole zoo and kick people out for you. We're not going to start sacrificing children as food. Okay? That's too much.
I guess it is.
We don't care what your butt looks
says
like.
Says you. Says you. Okay? Says you. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. Right now, I want to talk about Hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. Hoops is just awesome. I love what Keith Tate has done. He's been doing this forever. I mean, we were back at the old station in early days when Keith Tate was started this up. And it's just the best goal that you can possibly get. It's not even arguable. It's the best installation. It's guaranteed. It is unbelievable how good this product is. So, and here's the deal, too, is your wife will love it because of the curb appeal. You'll love it because it is just the best damn goal that the kids will actually enjoy it. You'll go out there and enjoy it, too, Dad. And you can actually lower the goal so you can dunk, Dad, which you can't and never have been able to do, but you will be able to, too. Think about that. But the thing is that the kids will actually play on it because they can lower the goal and actually have fun doing it. They will be out there in the front yard or wherever, on your driveway, in your backyard, wherever you put it. The kids will be out there playing because they will love it. You're looking for the best goal, period, exclamation point. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Big ups to Mike Gundy and the Oklahoma State Cowboys. They beat Boise by one in a game that featured... Chad called me during... He goes, "Are you watching this?" He said it's almost impossible with these refs to win at Boise. Almost impossible. how this is so unbelievable calls. Oklahoma State got out of there with a 1-point win, but also apparently they left the locker room so clean that the Boise State people commented about how
so what a, clean.
Yeah, they cleaned everything up. They left it, and they said they had never ever had a team come in here and been as cleanly and left the facilities as well as Oklahoma State did.
Hmm.
So big ups to the Cowboys and Mike Gundy for, you know what? That is neat. That's neat. He said, from a facility standpoint, I just want to thank my custodial team. Let me know that this was the cleanest the opponent has ever left the locker room. You know who? Our Army does that too. Army does that a lot. They'll go places and they'll, before they leave. But you don't. I don't. I wouldn't have expected that out of an Oklahoma State.
So no, I thought they'd be dirty.
Big ups to those guys. Yeah, you thought they'd be dirtier.
Yeah, I thought they'd be dirty people.
They're not dirty people at Oklahoma State. My daughter went there and she's very clean.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, just most of the people.
And she worked in the football offices.
And now she's a doctor.
Yeah, and not one time did Mike Gundy, make her watch OAN. It was not on in the facilities all day long.
Didn't exist back then.
That is kind of true.
She was in school.
But probably Fox News was on, though.
A guy who did exist even back then was Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, formerly the Jets, now Carolina Panthers, sitting there 2-0, just reigning over the entire world. He's beaten the Jets. He's beaten the New Orleans Saints. But now he faces a Texans defense. And Sam knows it's not going to be easy against our Houston Texans.
Yeah, I mean, they're solid. You know, they do what they do, and they do it really well. They're very consistent in that, and they got good players all around. So, especially in that secondary that are creating turnovers, and, the front four, really front seven, are doing a really good job rushing the passer. So, again, we just got to communicate up front and be on our P's and Q's in terms of guys being in the right spot, on the routes.
So here's a guy that I have a conversation with from time to time on Twitter. Especially when it comes to Houston sports, he'll kind of take a temperature with me before he's going to do something nationally. He just wants to get a feel, and it's Bomani Jones. And he was on with the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham. And, we talked about the Texans situation, and I told him about 3 weeks ago, I said, the defense is actually going to be better than you think. I don't know what Tyrod Taylor's going to do because he hasn't played much in the preseason. But actually, the Texans' defense is going to be a little – they're going to be a little feistier than they have been in the past. Now, I don't know what his opinion is of the Texans. He's watching these games, and Bomani's making his own opinion from ESPN. But he talked about the Texans and national narrative on Killer Bees yesterday.
It's not a surprise to us. We've always said that.
Oh, all right.
Don't worry about what they're saying outside this building. Rely on what we have here, talk to and, lean on everyone that's in our building, everyone that's on the team. And we knew we were going to surprise people. So we're going to continue doing that and, bring more respect to this team.
Okay. So Bomani Jones is instead David Johnson.
So.
But Bomani probably thinks the same thing that David thinks.
Well, I don't know.
Which is that they don't care what people say outside of that building. I would say this, to this point, the national narrative of the Texans, which was a narrative that we shared to an extent, although we did think the defense – I didn't expect the offense to be able to score. I'll just tell you this right now. And they were scoring against the Cleveland Browns too. I expected the Browns' pass rush to really cause problems, and they didn't. So up to this point, the Houston Texans have performed better than expected. We'll see what happens when you have a rookie quarterback in there. I am when it comes to Texans and Astros right now, how do you like to cut it up? Somebody was asking me the other day about how much Texans do you talk versus Astros? Well, the Astros we treat like, they're a really nice car. They're a really high performance car that's getting ready to be in a race, and they are just fine tuning the vehicle, and we're waiting for race day, meaning the playoffs. But we already know where they're headed. The Texans, I don't mind talking about the Texans because at some point I think the Texans are going to become, I hate to say irrelevant, but in a way they are going to be irrelevant. Once the playoffs start for the Houston Astros, if the Astros start getting it going, frankly, what are we going to – so the 1-3 Texans take on the Patriots coming up this weekend as Davis Mills is still the quarterback after struggling the last game. So Mac Jones versus David Mills, couple of rookie quarterbacks going to be going at it this weekend. Now let's get to what happened with Jose Urquidy, a surprise performance from him. It's going to be
– Oh, yeah.
It's going to be just a little bit of chatter – and then that's a wrap.
When it comes playoff time, it is going to the 2.5 of the 3 hours is going to be Astros, and as well as it should be, as opposed to some 3-win football team. I mean, honestly, the Texans have made themselves irrelevant, and then you know that's just what it is. I mean, they can't fill up a building for 10 home games a year right now, with the 10 home games with the preseason.
No, not even close.
And they're struggling to sell tickets. They've made themselves irrelevant with their stupid moves and the way that they've gone about it, as opposed to an organization that has done it, I don't know if people would say the right way, but an organization that has made smart moves and if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's all. And you know what? And they were cheating and they tried it and they won it all and suck on that, everybody else. But yeah, no, absolutely. We're going to be talking so much more Astros baseball. As a matter of fact, we'll be hopeful. I'm going to be, if it's in Chicago, no matter where it is, I'm going to be there, and we'll be doing shows live from those cities. So it's absolutely. This is an Astros city right now. There's no question about it. Listen.
Has been since 17.
Honestly.
The Rockets
I want to know how many people you see wearing Texans gear. It not at a game.
Well, it used to be plenty, but not now. Now it's all Astros.
It's all Astros.
Yeah, it's all Astros. And they had the city to themselves after the Rockets had to, you know, finally hit restart on the Xbox. They finally had to unplug the power in the back, wait 20 seconds, and then plug it back in. And they're reloading right now with the new update. The new player updates are coming in. Oh, here's Jalen Green. That's cool. Jalen Green, by the way, lives where... my friend Kelly McCoy have a place here, and that's where he lives.
By the way, you see the rumor he's tall?
Yeah, they're like, man, McCoy's 6'3". He's, like, he's really tall.
Yeah, he's tall. Really he's a basketball player.
Well, much taller than he expected.
He's an NBA basketball player.
McCoy played college basketball.
So you see the rumor where the Rockets are all in on Ben Simmons?
I saw that. Do you really think they want to? Okay, if you can get rid of John Wall's deal, would you take Ben Simmons?
Yes.
Because that's a new headache.
It's a new deal. Yes, that's right. It is a. I'm of the opinion that you got to just buy him out.
John Wall.
So you don't lose draft picks.
Hold on a second.
Just give him away and have him. Why not just pay him? I know the other team has to pay him, but you're going to take on some responsibility. You're going to have to take on payroll, too. Do you want to be saddled with Ben Simmons' contract over the next 4-5 years?
So ESPN had 5 trades we'd like to see with Ben Simmons. Rockets weren't mentioned with either one.
Well, no one wants to see
none of the 5.
But
if you had
Ben.
A chance to get rid of... Now, we know Ben Simmons doesn't shoot the 3 well. We know he does. Right now, he's mentally not there in Philadelphia. But if you had a chance to unload John Wall's contract for a guy who can actually play basketball... I mean, let's not act like Ben Simmons is a scrub. Ben Simmons isn't a scrub. He's just coming off of a bad playoff series where he lost all of his confidence, and then Twitter helped to magnify that. And I'm not saying it isn't a big issue. It's a huge issue in Philadelphia. You're in rebuild mode. Do you think Jalen Green, based on what you know, Jalen Green is a creator with the ball in his hands. Do you think he's a guy that you want running the offense as a James Harden?
Well,
because maybe the answer is yes.
He and Porter and... You know, I don't know. Maybe it would be better if Ben Simmons facilitating both of those guys.
What if you'd moved Porter and John Wall's contract for Ben Simmons and Daryl probably doesn't have any first round picks left for the next 5 years over there. But what about moving Porter for first and Simmons and Wall? You kind of flip flop those contracts.
I don't know that they would do that. Wall and Porter for Simmons and a first rounder. I don't know that they would do that.
Who is they?
Philly.
Well, why not? Daryl doesn't care about draft picks, and He just went Porter's a legitimate.
You don't think
talent.
You get more than that for Ben Simmons?
I would hope you could. But then when you're saying all in, if you're the Rockets, the only thing I'm really doing is unloading John Wall's contract.
Yeah.
That's
but you,
why
you
I
know
don't,
what? You've got to give up. You got to give up more than that to
saying,
get rid
this
of
this whole all in on Ben Simmons thing doesn't make a lot of sense to me. All in what? If it doesn't include John Wall's contract, I have no interest.
Yeah. No. Right. Well,
and Daryl should be able to get more than that.
Well, they can't do it without getting rid of John Wall's contract.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. And so you can't get nobody wants to give you a better deal than that?
Listen, they're talking about to get rid of John Wall's contract that the Rockets have to give up a couple first rounders just to get out of that deal. Might as well just
if you take Ben Simmons, Daryl didn't care about draft picks, but if you take Ben Simmons' deal, look, Ben Simmons has already said don't even call me or text me.
I'm not done.
I'm not a Sixer anymore. Rich Paul has made it poisonous over there. You know, they tried to play nice after the playoff series with Ben Simmons, and we're going to work on his shooting, and we're going to do this stuff. And we all know it's about threes and frees for Daryl, and he didn't do either one of them well. He never was going to fit with the Daryl Morey style of team building. So I don't see how the Rockets can be all in when Wall has to be part of it. And it becomes just a swap of salary cap stuff. Now, maybe they want you to give them first round picks and then they'll use that for other commodities. Yeah, there's a chance Daryl would want that. Would you do that? Would you give up some of the first rounders you've been accumulating?
No.
I don't think I would either.
No, why? Just buy them out and keep your picks. And because this is all rebuild, and that's the cost of doing business. Just buy John Wall's contract out. Don't give up your future to get out of this thing. That's what you've done. That's why you're in this position. You kept giving up your future, and you kept until you had no more future. Stop already. Just buy his ass out. You can get maybe out of his $91 million, maybe he'll take 70, because he'll make $21 million over the next couple of years somewhere. He'll make 10 and 10, so he'll break even with $91 million. And by the way, what does John Wall need more money for? Damn it, John Wall, you got enough money for doing nothing. The sleeping bag has helped you immensely, John Wall.
I know. The sleeping bag seminar is going to be coming into town coming in October, 1-800-676-5200. And apparently John Wall went there in Washington and ended up with a Supermax.
Yeah, how about that? It's a national company because it goes – you can in Washington, John Wall learned how to make money without doing anything.
They travel the country. It just so happens that they could probably go brick and mortar here in Houston. Based on Watson and Verlander and Wall, you could brick and mortar that sucker. Yeah, who else? Do we have anybody else that's decided they don't play for us anymore? Is there anyone new?
No, but Ben Simmons just signed up at Sleeping Bag. I ain't playing there no more.
For a while, it seemed like Aledmus Diaz was at the Sleeping Bag for last year and part of this year.
Kiki QT, Will Fuller, all Sleeping Bag customers.
Oh, they've all been to the seminar.
They're all state customers.
If there was a seminar for windows and siding, Allstate would lead it. Family owned company for 50 years. And what Allstate does, that is really what I like a lot is that they understand the area better than anyone. They understand where the wind challenges are going to be when it comes hurricane season. They have different types of windows. One that will fit right down there in Galveston, for example. One that we need here. Their windows can withstand 130 miles an hour of wind. That's a big deal, but it also means that you're going to get better soundproofing of your home. It's going to, because they're retrofit and measured and retrofit into your window space, even with the movement of houses and foundations, they are going to keep it from getting leaky. So keep the AC in your home, keep the dust out of your home, keep all the noise out of your home, give yourself additional protection, and the windows look great. 25% off when you do a window installation, or you can buy 10 and get 2 absolutely free. Give them a call today at 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 for all your windows and siding needs. Also, go to allstatesidingandwindows.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Did you see this happen this past weekend? A bettor put $25 down on a 16-team parlay.
I saw it.
He hit the first 15. He had the Lions in the 16th. $25 would have paid $726,000. So,
you don't have the money to hedge that.
But you got to find the money to
hedge. Can I borrow $300,000?
I'll sell it to anyone for $100,000.
Yeah.
And then those people go and they
bet
the Packers.
How do you do that in that? But you got to do that in a few hours.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Who wouldn't? Well, you could go anywhere. Well, I mean, have to know people in the business, but you could go anywhere and sell that thing.
Not really. Not in that short a time frame. When did he make the bet?
Even still, then sell it for $50,000 or whatever.
But who do you find? You're like, hey, guys, I got a 50. Like, who are you talking to?
I go straight to Yanni.
Yeah, but not everyone has Yanni. This guy doesn't necessarily have Yanni on speed dial. We don't know who this guy is. No, that would be the worst feeling in the world.
If he's betting like this, he's got to know some people.
Here's the thing. What if you go, where is the guy from, by the way? I didn't see.
A $25 16-team parlay is a ridiculous bet, first of all.
There's no chance you're going to hit it.
No, so you put a dollar. This guy's a bettor. He bet $25.
Well, he's trying to hit it big. How are you going to, like...
It's a lottery ticket.
Unless you're in Vegas...
Yeah. Well, if you can't hedge this thing, then you're too stupid. Well, you don't bet $25 on a 16.
You can't hedge it online where you have circles, like the most you can bet is 1,000. You can't possibly get your hedge. You have to hedge in Las Vegas or somewhere where gambling is legal, you have to have the money to hedge.
You know what? Sunday night when the Ravens hit, you're on a plane Monday
morning.
A plane Monday morning for Vegas. Period. It's $726,000.
Hey, guys, look, I don't believe that you have the ticket. Here it is. And then they punch him in the face, take and go off like, I was paid to go to Vegas, and I got punched in the face.
You take pictures of yourself with it. This is my ticket.
And then what?
Here's my receipt.
I want to get paid for this. Look at my picture.
And they're like,
out of here.
They can't run through the...
So they robbed you. Oh, well.
No. So, no. This guy, if he didn't make $100,000 on this thing...
I wonder if the casino... would buy it from you. Tell you what. Do you think if you had a ticket like that, wherever the casino he bought it from...
He did it with BetMGM.
If they would say... BetMGM, like, listen, we will take... I will take $200,000 and I will give this ticket to you. And that way you cover... That way you protect yourself against that. You know what they'd say? We'll give you $50,000.
I'll give you $50,000 for it.
Would you take it?
Absolutely.
When you could get $700,000... You would vomit blood all over your grandchildren... And you'd vomit blood all over your nieces and Stormy Scott or whatever, Stormy Jenner, and the little baby that got thrown into the lion pit.
But wait
a minute. You would vomit blood all over
everything. Well, here's where you're wrong on that. It's because he took the Lions. He picked every game, Washington, the Bears, the Browns, the Rams, the Bills, the Patriots, the 49ers, Raiders. He picked every game, and then he took the Lions? I mean, First of all, that's too stupid.
Well, he had the Raiders against...
He had the Raiders, yeah.
It's 5.5.
Plus 190 he had him, yeah.
And you saw how bad... Man, he probably watched a lot of ESPN where they said Aaron Rodgers was basically done. Jameis was the new great quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers was finished.
Maybe he did.
That's what I saw on ESPN all week. Like, Jameis, folks, you shoveled dirt on Jameis too fast. Jameis is the new best quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, dirty trash man. Throw him over the pit... Along with the little children who are being fed to the Lions.
We're
going
to have to ask R.J. Bell. See, R.J. Bell's in the business, though.
Yeah.
So
How would he have handled that? Are you kidding me? Yeah, he sees things. People in Vegas who live there, they assume that that's the way everyone lives. Like, what? You just get some, like you just did. Just go to your friend to give you $150,000. No, that's not real life. People don't just have $150,000 sitting around. So that's not a real life thing.
I'll give it to you as soon as I win my hedges. I'll give you that money. I mean, are you kidding me?
Hatchet Man might have bought it.
No, Hatchet Man would have bought
it. So the dude walked away with money because it was part of some BetMGM promotion. It was a free bet. So because he hit 15 out of the 16, BetMGM still paid him out $133,000.
Oh, nice.
So it's some promotion that they were running, but Darren Revelle at the Action Network, they did a whole breakdown of how he would hedge it. and what it would take. He said the Packers were at minus 580, so it would have cost $580,000 to lock in that $100,000 profit. How many people have that 20? If you're betting 25, how many people have access to $580,000?
Yeah, right.
Less than 24 hours before kickoff. He said even if the bettor could access $20,000 to hedge, your profit comes out to just $3,400, which
Packers
is fine.
Were not minus 580
at the money line.
Oh yeah,
yeah, they were.
Well, yes, they were.
Oh, that's right. They were 12 point favorites.
Yeah,
12 point favorites.
Yeah, you can't make money on.
Ooh.
That.
Now he went on to say, taking that minus 110 with the Packers at minus 11.5 as the favorite, that leaves too much room for the Packers to win by 11 or fewer. It would have resulted in him losing the bet and the parlay.
Yeah, he almost just had to, really just, like, it sounds easy to hedge. He almost had to sit there. I mean, the only thing you would do that I would think of, and it still puts you in limbo, is take $1,000 in money line. Did he have money line or just plus points?
He had money line, plus 400.
Yeah, I mean, you still have, then you have to money line the Packers, and that's not even going to pay that much.
No. No.
And then what if the Packers,
that's minus
580. What if the Packers,
no.
I mean, the Packers win, but then you have to hit your second bet too. And you got another, what, $5,000? A $5,000 parlay. What would it pay off? It's not going to pay, well, usually it'd pay 2.6.
$5,800 only pays $1,000.
With the money line, you're looking at maybe 1.4, 1.5.
No.
He was stuck.
Yeah, I guess
you might as well not even try to hedge that. You might as well just try to.
I don't understand how you're smart enough to pick all those games and you took the Lions. That just doesn't make sense.
Now he has a story.
843.
Hey, Richie, tell him the story about when you almost won $700,000, but then you had your money on Jared Goff and the Lions.
Yeah.
Tell him the story about how the Lions.
How much you love Jared Goff right now?
It's the same thing as the guy who steals, you know, $50,000 while working at a bank. He gets caught when he gets to $500,000 because he got greedy. He kept going. You could have had the $50,000. You could have gotten a nice truck out of it. You could have paid off some student loans and just called it good. They would have never noticed it went missing.
You're right.
But you pushed for $500,000 because you got greedy, and then all of a sudden somebody noticed that $500,000 missing, and that's when the FBI came down, and you'll never see the light of day again.
All right. 713-780-3776. The Texans are rated worst in the league at something. We'll tell you what it is. It's surprising. But it will tell you what it is. And whether or not they should
attendance.
Be, though. And whether or not they should be, though.
All right.
And right now, though, let's talk about some Simple Seats to the game.
Yeah, Simple Seats, company who I've started telling you guys about. If you want to get to that Carolina game against Texans, Simple Seats has it right there. You can check them out. The great thing about Simple Seats is they don't have any fees. There are no fees. And for a lot of you, I know, here's the thing with Simple Seats. They went into this business. The guy who started it, Michael, used to work for the Astros, and he saw a better way to do tickets across the board. So they have Astros tickets. They have Texans tickets, Longhorns, Aggies, Dynamo, Cougars. But the great thing is they have zone pricing available for you. If you say, I just want to sit in this area, they will actually reduce the price of the ticket for you because they'll pick where you sit. Or you can go to individual seats and rows the same way that, you know, you can pick your own. If you are looking to get into a game without all the fees and convenience fees at the very end, Simple Seats is your answer. And right now, when you have a purchase of $25 or more, use the promo code Lance10, and you are going to get a discount off of your ticket. That is a great opportunity for you to get a discount on your ticket when you use the promo code Lance10. Do it for an Astros game coming up this week. Do it for a Texans game. But Lance10 is your promo code at SimpleSeats.com. And I'll promise you, go screenshot it and send it to me on Twitter. I'll bet you don't find anyone who can beat their prices because there are no fees. Just Simple Seats, an easy way to check out, SimpleSeats.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by GovCost Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. 849 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. So, I mean, every list that you see about the Houston Texans, they're last. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, Tim Kelly is considered one of the worst play callers. I mean, he's good. He's a really good play caller. To say that he's top, you know, one of the best is hyperbole. And to say that he's one of the worst is just not, it's just not right. It's just not correct. Here's something, and I would disagree with it. The ranking the next five-year windows for each NFL team. They got Kansas City first because they got Pat Mahomes. He's young. You get it. The Browns look like they're built with good young players for a long time ahead. They've got Myles Garrett taken care of. They got to take care of Baker, but they're going to be pretty good. The Bills because of Josh Allen. They got the 49ers fourth because of Trey Lance. We'll see how good Trey Lance is, but they've got a lot of good young players. The Chargers, it's for the most part, the Ravens are next. The Cardinals are after that. The one, the first one where it's not a good young quarterback, it's Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Now, Tom Brady might still be playing over the next 5 years. According to him, he thinks he can play till 50. We'll see. But yeah, they're going to be pretty good. You know what? With the way that they're built, you just get a quarterback to replace Tom Brady, a pretty good quarterback, and guess what? They're still going to be good. They got the Rams next. The Steelers are interesting in that the next five-year window, it is extremely uncertain what's going to happen at their quarterback position. We know Ben's not going to be there much longer. This is probably the last year there. So having the Steelers up at number 10, the next five-year window for the five-year window for that team, having them top 10, I'm not sure about. Seattle Seahawks, okay. Dallas Cowboys, we know. Green Bay is next. They're uncertainty at quarterback. This is Aaron Rodgers' last year there, more than likely. I don't think Green Bay should be up there. Their five-year window is going to be all that great. You don't know who their quarterback is going to be.
Yeah, you do. It's going to be Jordan Love.
Well, yeah, that's true. You're going to have Jordan.
But I'm with you,
I wouldn't
though.
Put them 13th.
I think there is a changing of the guard. You know, are you a believer? So the headliners have always been Tampa is going to ride. They look good right now. Tampa is going to ride strong, although they did have some issues defensively at times the other day. But Tampa is going to ride strong for as long as Tom Brady is there and probably Gronk. So I would have said maybe 2 years, 3 years. I think Tom Brady is throwing the ball with more velocity than he ever has in his career. That seems almost impossible. But I keep searching my TV back on throws, saying, my God, I have never seen him throw with this kind of drive velocity. And he works at it. He works at it. He works at it through diet. He works at it through exercise regimens, through stretching, through yoga, through the physical, you know, some of the technology stuff that Tom House is doing. But when you think about the headliners, Seattle, their time's kind of over. I mean, their window closed on Seattle, I feel like. We'll see.
I don't feel that.
It's closed?
Absolutely not.
Championship
as long as
window?
You got Russell Wilson, and you know what? You make some good
picks. I like, hey, good Tyler Lockett is murdering the entire league now. You have DK Metcalf. I still don't know that you have the offensive line play that you need.
Well, I don't think you have the defense that you need.
Well, that's just it, too. But, I mean, okay, I may be a little – we'll see. If Russell Wilson's playing like he's playing so far this year, yeah, you're right.
But
they're in the mix. But are you buying into the – Raiders? I think it might be time that we start maybe accepting that maybe we take a look at the Raiders and think this might be a team to keep an eye on.
No.
They smoked the Steelers. Yeah. I mean, I watched a lot of that game. Hey, they did really well.
Max is playing out of
Max Crosby, Crosby is
playing
lunatic.
out of his mind.
Yeah.
But see, okay, so this 5 year window, okay. The Chiefs obviously would be the best because they got Mahomes. The Browns, the Bills, the 49ers. We'll see how good Trey Lance is. The Chargers, we know Justin Herbert. We know that they've got the Ravens having Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, all of these teams. They have the Texans as the worst, 32nd, at their five-year window. I would wholeheartedly disagree with that in that you have Deshaun Watson. You have an asset. You have draft picks coming up, and you and quite frankly, you're not the worst team in the league. You're actually a mediocre team. You're a middle of the pack team right now with the way that you've played so far. You absolutely could have won that game with Tyrod Taylor. You get that franchise quarterback, and you start getting some young pieces. And you know what? What Nick Caserio has done so far has actually been pretty impressive. I kind of am believing it. I wasn't crazy about the Davis Mills thing. We'll see with Brevin Jordan. We'll see his draft picks. But the way that he's put together this team, a team that was that had bereft of talent. It is really amazing. I think the five-year window for the Texans should be up there in about the middle of the pack. Do you believe
really
it?
Middle of the pack?
Yes.
They don't have a quarterback.
Window, it won't be. No, but they will have a quarterback with their draft picks that are coming up.
You've
got an asset in Deshaun Watson.
But I don't know that this is the year that you want to. Like, here's what I would say. I'm not sure if this were a stock market that I'm buying a stock right now in quarterback. I'm not sure that now's the time to buy. I may want to hold because I'm waiting for somebody to excite me from this quarterback class. I'm not, because once you buy a quarterback, that's your guy for a minimum of 3 years. And you may sit by and watch everyone else. You know, I might sit tight if I'm the Texans this year. I'm not loving this quarterback class.
In 4 years, who will be a better organization, the Texans or the Jags?
Jaguars. No. I still like Lawrence a lot. I think I'll say Jaguars just because they have Lawrence.
Who will be a better organization, the Titans or the Texans?
Titans. Although, you know what? If Derrick Henry, it's all about Derrick Henry. Look at them. They win this week. How do they win? Because Derrick Henry, they went back to Derrick Henry. Look what happens the week before. When Derek didn't get going, he's a power back who is getting to.
By the way, this is just going to be his third 2,000 yard year. He ain't long for this.
No. Derek, you got two more years max with Derrick Henry, and then he's going to just be too slow.
So their defense isn't good.
And you got Ryan Tannehill.
The Texans will be a better organization.
You drafted Christian Fulton. Like you drafted Caleb Farley. You're actually trying to draft some of those guys. So. I would say
the Texans will be a better organization than the Titans in 4 years. They will be better. I'm not sure about the Colts, but I think the Texans could be better than Jacksonville because they just don't do it right there. Even though they got the quarterback, doesn't mean that they're guaranteed success. And they'll be better than the Titans. They'll be better than the Titans.
Man, you're just all in on this. Is all it takes for you? No. Oh, okay, hold on a second.
Pizza got delivered.
Did you get a chacarone?
I did not get a chacarone.
Did you get a chacarone?
I did not get one pizza.
Tell the truth. Did you get the extra pepperonis at Shaq?
And the garlic knots.
Did you get the viewfinder?
Yeah, I got the viewfinder.
Did you get a chacarone, though?
No, someone did not get a pizza.
Hey, everybody. Okay. It's me. I'm coming here to work.
I'm telling you.
I'm coming here to work at Papa John's. Like, who is this big black guy with this wig on? Hair. He's coming to work here. I wonder who he is. It's me, Shaq. I told you. I tricked you. You didn't trick us. Everyone knew it was you, Shaq. You talk like Shaq. You look like Shaq. People don't look like you with a blonde wig.
People keep saying the phrase. 7 feet, 8 feet tall.
You guys have any chacaronis?
Oh, it's Shaq. He's doing a commercial again. Why are these cameras in here? I wonder who this guy is. Yeah, you got a chacaroni, and now you think the Texans deserve to be in the five-year window conversation.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Ooh, wow. Tickets starting at just $29.
Where?
Tomorrow night. Wow.
Let's see.
Yikes.
For which one? The Texans-Panthers?
Yeah, Texans-Panthers.
Okay, simple seats. I can get you in for $19. No lie.
Lord.
I got $19 tickets for Panthers and Panthers and Texans. That $19.
Mezzanine and
Loge? $45. I've never in my field level you can get in as low as $49. Don't forget to use promo code Lance Z.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sorry, Lance 10. Don't forget to use promo code Lance 10.
All right. RJ Bell, bottom of the hour, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Aqueduct Plumbing. TheBenchPlumbing.com. Lance just had him at his house yesterday because he had a tear in the drain.
You sure you don't want to talk about McGrath?
I do want to talk about McGrath.
Yeah, Aqueduct, they came to my house, but you know what? I want to forward tease that. Listen, guys, coming at about 9:13, I want to tell you about a funny story about a drain clog that actually ended on a good note.
Well, that happened. Well, if you had any bugs, though, you could have called Scott McGrath. I have Scott McGrath at my house. Scott McGrath has been doing my bug killing for years and years and years. When we had the house in Bel Air, and now we got this house. And Scott McGrath doesn't come. He actually did come, though, and inspect the termites for our house. And that's what he does. Scott McGrath will do it. He's got a couple other guys that do. But it's not easy to do termite inspections, but it's awfully important. So if you are trying to buy or sell a home, you call Scott McGrath to come and do your termite inspection. I have Hawaii come to my house and he kills the bugs. He goes around killing bugs. I also had Scott McGrath put in the mosquito murdering system, which is awesome, awesome, awesome. This is a great time for you to be outside, enjoying outside. You can't enjoy it with the mosquitoes out there. So call Scott McGrath and get him to put in the mosquito murdering system like he did at our house and kill all your bugs. If you have bugs, it's gross. 281-469-8240. 281-469-8240. He's locally owned and operated. It's a wonderful company. You'll love Scott McGrath. 281-469-8240 or McGrathPestControl.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. When the crowd goes wild. Real fun sports.